Your lecturer is Richard B. Spence. Dr. Spence is a professor of history at the University of Idaho. He has been a commentator and consultant for history and the International Spy Museum. And he is the author of Trust No One, The Secret World of Sidney Reilly, and Secret Agent 666, Aleister Crowley, British Intelligence, and the Occult.
So who am I to claim expertise about secret societies or any other subject? Well, my first acquaintance with secret societies actually goes back to my childhood, though I didn't realize it at the time. I grew up in Taft, California, in the San Joaquin Valley. Taft was a dry, gritty oil town, mostly blue-collar. It had the usual array of fraternal societies, Masons, Elks, Odd Fellows, Moose, Knights of Pythias, etc. One side of my family was full of Masons and Elks. I can recall my grandmother pointing out the letters BPOE on the Elks Lodge sign. They supposedly stood for Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. She said what it really stood for was Best People on Earth. It was a joke, I suppose. But looking back, it was also a small example of how the face a group presents to the world isn't necessarily the one it presents to itself. Like any town, Taft also had its sordid underbelly and its secrets. One of my early vivid recollections is listening to my parents whispering to each other about a secret sex club that had been busted. My mom asked my dad, why were they wearing animal masks? I don't recall he had an answer, and the scandal quickly faded. But as a kid, that image of naked adults cavorting in masks scared me, and also left me wanting to know more. I still wonder, was it just a bunch of oil town swingers, or was there something else going on? In school, I learned that during the 1920s, my town had a thriving chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. Keep in mind, this was California, and the town had no black population, barely a Jewish one, nor much of anyone else that the Klan would have been organized against. So why were they there? Later still, I found out the town had for decades harbored a genuine satanic cult that conducted black masses in motel rooms and private homes. I learned that because one of my best friends from high school briefly belonged to it. I wonder if they wore animal masks. Some years later, I earned a PhD in history at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and I've since taught at the University of Idaho for more than 30 years. My specialty is modern Russian history. From that, my interests and knowledge gradually branched out into espionage, political intrigue, and even the occult. And those things tend to come together in secret societies. My first book was a biography of a largely forgotten Russian revolutionary named Boris Savinkov. I was puzzled by some of Savinkov's relationships. They didn't make sense politically or personally. And then I discovered he was a Freemason. His Masonic affiliation was invisible to the naked eye, but critical to his career. Once I knew what to look for, secret societies popped up everywhere. Maybe a more important question is, what personal connection do I have with secret societies? Well, none. I am not now, nor have I ever been, the member of any secret society. And I've never really wanted to be. To me, joining any such organization ultimately means putting myself under someone else's authority. Of course, I even felt that way about the Boy Scouts. I'm just too independent, or a loner, or whatever, to put up with that. But a big part of what fascinates me about secret societies is what draws other people to them. In this series of lectures, we'll jump into some of history's deepest and darkest rabbit holes. We'll explore the fascinating, often mystifying, sometimes disturbing, occasionally inspiring world of brotherhoods, sisterhoods, orders, cults, and cabals that have influenced human culture from ancient times to the present. Secret societies have attracted some of history's most brilliant and some of its most evil minds. Often demonized by their enemies, many secret societies have become the stuff of myths and conspiracy theories. Why do they exist? And when they are invented or imagined, why would someone pretend they exist? What do secret societies believe? Who do they recruit? Most importantly, what influence do they have? Buckle up and get ready to find out.